past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about inflation, we talk about taxes, Social Security, the stock market, your 401k, diversification, estate planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's no exception because we have a show that is full of boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Yes, thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And I do. I feel great. And as our firm name implies, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So if that is you, then you are who we have built our website, our business, this show. Everything is geared around helping you to achieve what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to relax. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. All of that is what we're about. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it and listen to it every week. We also, you can subscribe to our market alert video, and that's free for those of you who are over 50. Gives you our latest thinking on what's going on and what we think is going to happen and all of that. And then also what you can do is you can avail yourself of videos and articles and all kinds of seminars and content. Lots of good stuff for you on our website. It's rpoa.com. I encourage you to go there and avail yourself of all of that. Okay, so let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I want to talk with you about, and I entitled the first segment, One More Hurdle and We Should Be Good. So what do I mean by that? Well, we've talked about inflation, we've talked about jobs, we've talked about the banking crisis, the commercial real estate crisis, all those things we've been talking about, and we told you we would play through those. The one thing we have not yet finished is what is the Fed going to do? When are interest rates going to peak out? And we're going to get a lot of information to help us on that this week, or next week, should I say. On the 13th, we're going to get the inflation numbers, and on the 14th, we're going to get the Federal Reserve's decision based on those numbers. So, got a lot to talk about in terms of what that one more hurdle means and where we go after that, so we'll discuss that in the first segment. We also, this week, I want to talk with you, as you guys know, our foundational philosophy is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. We believe that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, protecting what you've got is more important than growing it. Yes, we want to grow it. Yes, it's important. But if we were to prioritize, we want to prioritize protecting what you've got. So we don't believe you just buy and hold. We believe you also should buy, hold, and sell. Have a strategy to protect yourself. And as you guys know, we said to sell in November of 2007. Stay out for all of 2008 during the credit crisis. We said to sell last year in April and stay out during all the bad stuff that happened after that. So our strategy is designed to protect us from big, bad down periods. Now, what does that mean in terms of our second segment? Well, we're going to talk about how much can you lose before your retirement plans are at risk. Okay, you need to know where that place is in our view, where if you get there, we call it the death line. And you don't want to cross under the death line because that's when your retirement plans are out the window. So we're going to talk about how much can you lose before your retirement plans are at risk. Now, also, as we do every week, we're going to be talking about strategies to improve your Social Security benefits. And this week, we're on number 46 of our strategies. And of course, we podcast this show. So if you want to go to our website, you can find all the other 45 strategies, and hopefully maybe one or two or all of them can help educate you and make you a better Social Security decision maker, which is what we want. Now, also this week, we're going to talk about, one of the arguments against our philosophy of protecting on the downside, selling, having a strategy. We call it, the professional traders have a strategy. They call it a stop loss. So what we do and what we think is not crazy, but in the retail world, which is you most likely listening to this show, you're told you should buy and hold no matter what happens. It doesn't matter. You should play through it because you're a long-term investor and it doesn't matter how much you lose because one day it'll come back. Okay? And one of the things that they tell you is you don't want to be the fool who sells at the bottom. Now, why do they say that? Well, because a lot of studies show that the average retail investor, they stay in, they stay in, they stay in. And then when it gets so painful, they can't take it anymore. And then they sell. And so they become the fool that sells at the bottom. Well, what we believe is you don't want to be the fool who stays in until the bottom. Okay. So we have a different version of that. Don't be the fool who sells at the bottom. We don't want to be the fool that stays in all the way till the bottom. So we'll be talking about how to address that in our and how we our strategy helps in that regard and help you to kind of get a feel for that downside protection and maybe something that you should be thinking about. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, normally, in our estate planning tip, We talk about how to pass it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. But this week, we're going to talk about your very generous, deserving, and very clean spouse and how to leave assets, how to protect your spouse and to leave assets to them in the best way that we think. And we're going to talk about a special kind of trust for your spouse. So if you're interested in making sure your spouse is taken care of after you're no longer with us, then that trust may be for you. We'll be discussing that at about 10 till. So we have a show chock full of awesome information, and I hope you'll stay tuned. No, I know you will stay tuned for the entire program because that's what you do. You guys stay tuned for the entire thing. So let's talk about this one more hurdle. And we think we should be good. Okay, so as we've been saying all year, we think that the second half of this year is going to be a very positive one. We think that we're going to get past all this stuff that has been weighing on the minds of investors, and we think that we're going to have a clear sailing. Now, of course, I'll put a caveat in there and say that's based on what we know now. So all the things that we knew, that's what I'm going to talk about. One of the things that I don't know is the unknown, okay? So if something new comes along that could change everything, well, we'll talk about that on this show. But for right now, what we do know, I want to talk about with you about that with you. So first of all, as we've been saying, we think that the inflation numbers are going to keep coming down. We think that by July, when the announcements of the inflation rate comes out, that inflation will actually be under 4%. And next week, when they announce inflation numbers, we think we're going to get down to the low fours, maybe 4.1, 4.2 in the inflation rate. So far this year, our forecast of where inflation is going has been very correct, very accurate, and we think that that's going to continue. Now, if you go back and watch our market alert video, you'll see where we discuss how inflation is determined and why the math of it tells us that inflation is going to get down under 4% by July. Now, after that, it's going to be more difficult for the Fed, but the investing community, we think, is going to take that 4% very positively, right? It was up around 8%, 9% before, so that's good. The jobs number came in. They were strong, weaker than they were before, but still strong, which implies a strong economy, a strong buffer against the Fed raising interest rates, and therefore, not a hugely terrible recession at this point this year. So we have a lot of positive stuff, but what is the last shoe to fall? We think it's the decision the Fed makes here next week. And we're going to hear from them on the 14th, and what they're going to probably, we think they're going to raise interest rates one more time, and then in July probably say we're not going to do it anymore for a while, we're going to pause. But we're contrary to the common opinion, which is that they are going to pause this time and say we're going to stop, but we're not going to say we're done, we're just going to stop for now. Either way, we think that the future is good for the second half of this year. Profits should remain strong. And so we think that if you're not invested right now, you should be. Now, here's the thing. Unusual things happen all the time. Crazy stuff happens all the time. And so the Fed may have broken something. This whole thing in Ukraine is getting more and more severe. The counterattack by the Ukrainians, the blowing up of their dam. I mean, you don't know what could come of that. There are all kinds of signs that the commercial real estate thing is not over yet and could get worse. What if it does? So, you know, in our view, even though we may be positive and we think we should be invested, we still think you should have a strategy to protect yourself if you're wrong. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that in our view. So if you are invested right now, if you're over 50, if you're retired, retiring soon, I strongly recommend you go to our website. It's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can podcast this show. You can subscribe to it. You can watch our market alert videos and subscribe to those. There are no charge if you're over 50. You can attend our seminars. We have virtual ones and live ones now. You can visit with a retirement planner. You can read articles. There's tons and tons of stuff on our website to help you to achieve what we call your retirement, your second childhood without parental supervision. We want to help you to achieve that. We think it's a noble thing. So go to our website, avail yourself of all that good stuff. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how much can you lose before your retirements are at risk. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So what that means is that we work primarily with the people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon.
I love it!
And I absolutely do love it. It is such a privilege. It is so wonderful. And, you know, people who are in that retirement zone, as I call it, are the happiest people that you can possibly meet. They're looking forward to their second childhood without parental supervision. They want to go play. They want to have fun. And we want to help facilitate that so it's a mutually beneficial relationship. And we'd love to do it for you, too. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you go there, you can podcast this show. You can get our weekly market alert video where we talk about our views on the markets and all of that. And where we actually said, you know, maybe you should be in cash right now instead of in the market, given what's going on. So we talked about a lot of things on there. It's free for those of you who are over 50. So our website, again, we have videos, podcasts, articles. You can meet with one of our retirement planners. Lots of resources there to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision. So it's rpoa.com. I want to talk with you now about how much can you lose before your retirement plans are at risk. And, you know, this goes into what I'm going to talk about later in the show, which is some, you may have heard, you know, you don't sell because you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. And I'm going to talk about later in the show why I think it's the opposite of that. I think you don't want to be the fool who stays in until the bottom. And the reason why, I'm going to talk about that later, but the reason why we feel that that is something that is very dangerous for someone who's within 5 years of retirement or is already retired in that first 5 years of their retirement is that if you lose enough money, what happens is that the amount that you need to draw to cover for your expenses, to support the lifestyle you have, can potentially become such a large percentage of the money that you have that it becomes untenable. So let me give you an example. And so there's two ways that you can go at figuring out how much you can lose before your retirement plan is at risk. One way is, and what we do if you come in to visit with us, is we help calculate for you what we call your magic number. The magic number is how much money you need, in our view, and with your help, to support the lifestyle to be able to retire. Okay, so that's your magic number. And we believe you should defend that magic number. You don't want to get too far below it. Now, if you know what it is, then you can, sometimes we meet people that their magic number is way higher than what they need. That's great. You can retire comfortably. Others aren't quite there yet. Well, we got some work to do. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Let's say, and my favorite number, as you guys know, is $1 million. So let's assume for a moment that you have $2 million, okay? But your magic number is $1 million. So what that means is, you don't want to do this, obviously, but it means that you could lose $1 million, half of your $2 million, and still have your $1 million magic number. So you could lose 50% and still be okay, shall we say, quote unquote. However, if your magic number is, again, $1 million, and you have $1,200,000, and you lose 50% of your money, and now you got $600,000, and your magic number was $1 million, guess what? Now you don't have enough to retire on to support the lifestyle that you wanted, or to support the lifestyle that you want to have if you're already retired. So knowing what your magic number is can help to determine where the line is that you don't want to get too far below, because then your retirement is at risk. So that's,
oh, I'm so scared.
Well, you know what? Given what's going on, and please, if you have not heard the first segment of this show, please, we podcast a show, go to our website, listen to that first segment. I think it'll be very important for you to listen to. But the important thing here is to understand where that, we call it the death line. You know, where is that point where if you get below it, your retirement is at risk? Now, there's another way of doing that, and that is to determine how much you're going to need to draw from your retirement so as to support your lifestyle as a percentage. And if that percentage is going to get too high, then you have to now start taking too much risk, in our view, to support your lifestyle, and now you have a problem as well. So let me give you an example to explain that one. Again, let's say you have $1 million, okay? And we've determined that 4% of that, $40,000, is how much you need to support yourself on top of Social Security and other income sources, all right? So 4% is the number that you're taking out. Well, if you lose half your money in a big bad bear, like people did in Y2K in 2008, many people that happened to, don't think I'm making this up. So if you lost half your money, your $1 million is now $500,000. But did your cost of living suddenly go down? Did you suddenly not need the $40,000 from your investments because your investments went down? No, you still got to live, right? So what's going to happen is if you take the same $40,000 out of $500,000, what you've got left, that's 8%. And now what's happening is you have to make more than 8%, because it's not just what you draw out, but it's also the inflation on top of that that's going to happen next year and the following year, et cetera. And so you've got to make sure you take out and you don't take out too much. And so what happens is now you're taking out 8%. Your investments have to make probably 10% every year to support that. That's untenable. You got to start taking a lot of risk to make that happen, and that's not good. So that's a second way of determining, you know, where is it that you cannot afford to go below? It's the point where return on investment that you need to make to support your lifestyle becomes so high that it requires so much risk that it's just not feasible anymore. And you can calculate those numbers in advance. You don't have to wait till it happens to you to suddenly say, oh my gosh, I'm there. You don't want to do that, okay? We are planners. We're retirement planners. Planning means
you know, planning for the worst and hoping for the best, not planning for the best and hoping the worst doesn't happen. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll sit down with you and we'll go through both of these exercises with you at no charge or obligation. We'll help you to look at it. We'll take into account your income tax bracket. We'll help you make Social Security decisions because that plays into how much money do you need to retire on and how much income are you going to have that your investments don't need to support, i.e. Social Security. We'll also go through we'll help you to make important Social Security decisions. We'll look at the entire financial picture. We'll do it for you at no charge or obligation. So if you're over 50, go to our website, rpoa.com, and take advantage of that. Now, we'll do them.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, I think it is too. Bogey's right. But you know what? Here's the deal. If you come in to visit with us, and we can do it virtually for sure, and for those of you who want to do it that way, that's fine. But if you come in person, then we'll have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And you notice I said chunk. I did not say chip. Okay, chips are made with wax. It's paraffin. You don't want to eat paraffin. That's gross. You know, they're formed with that. No. You want chocolate chunks. These are the kind that make their own shape. And when you're eating them, they get all over your face. They melt all over you and you get it on your clothes and your significant other is looking at you like, what's wrong with you? Are you 4 years old? And you're like, yes, I am. I'm eating my cookies. And we'll give you those cookies and you'll enjoy them and you'll learn about your finances. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. We'll look forward to seeing if we can help you. No charge or obligation, and we will part friends regardless of what happens. So again, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So that means we work with people who are primarily over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, this show is designed for you. And our website is rpoa.com. You can go there. You can attend our seminars. You can meet with one of our retirement planners. You can watch videos, listen to the podcast of the show. I encourage you to subscribe. Also, we have our market alert video that we send out once a week. You can subscribe to that free for those of you over 50. We have tons of resources available to you. And in this time, I believe there has never been a better time for you to avail yourself of the resources we have. As you guys know, we told our clients to get out of the market many months ago. And we also did the same thing in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. And this is looking to be another stock market crash in our view. And we want to help protect you. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Visit with us. Get a second opinion. This is the time to be doing it, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe it. So, but let's talk about Social Security. That's just, what this segment of the show is about. And this is number 21 in our series. And this week, I want to talk about the taxation of Social Security benefits, because that's a very important part of your planning. And I have a question here that was sent in, and it was from, and by the way, if you want me to answer your questions, I'll be glad to try to do that. And I say try. You know, sometimes I have to look it up. But my email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions. So here's the question. So if you take distributions from a Roth IRA, is the distribution included to calculate the taxation of Social Security? The answer is no, it is not. That is one of the huge benefits of the Roth IRA, because distributions from the Roth IRA are tax-free. Therefore, they do not factor into the formula of taxation of your Social Security benefits. Now, even more important, Roth IRAs are not subject to minimum distribution rules when you turn 72. So you can work very hard to keep your income under the taxation thresholds, which I talked about last week, which are the thresholds where you pay taxes on your Social Security. And that is if you have over $42,000 if you're a married couple. So that's where we want to, I'm sorry, $44,000 if you're a married couple. Now, you know, we've had some people who they work very hard to keep their income under those taxation thresholds. But, you know, if you have a large IRA, those required minimum distributions will generate taxable income whether you want it to do so or not. And that possibly could subject you otherwise, your otherwise tax-free Social Security benefits to being taxed. So, and also the time to do Roth conversions, if you wanted to think about doing that, is before you start Social Security or Medicare. So the conversion itself won't throw you over the threshold for taxation or higher benefit Part B premiums on your Medicare. So make sure that you talk with somebody who's knowledgeable about Social Security, the taxation of it, the intricacies of how the interplay between your Social Security benefits, Medicare, and your taxable income all play together. And that's something that I don't suggest you do by yourself at home. Our people, our retirement planners are all trained. We certify them once a year. We make them take a test. We make sure that they are up to speed on the latest tax laws, the latest Social Security laws, Medicare, and that way they can advise people to the best of their ability. So here's what I want you to do. If you go to our website, rpoa.com, click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do is we'll visit with you either virtually or in person. We'll help you to build your retirement plan, which includes Social Security decisions. And you know, these decisions are so important because if you don't do it correctly, you could literally leave hundreds, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table over the course of your lifetime. And we don't want you to do that. So visit with one of our retirement planners. Now, if you do that, if you come in to visit with us in person, as I've said, we're resurrecting our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Now, the oatmeal raisin, let me tell you about those. They are made with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. Oh my gosh. And they are half an inch thick. They are 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one of them. And if you can, you know what? Good for you. You'll go to cookie heaven at the same time. But what you'll do is you'll walk out of there with a retirement plan that hopefully will give you peace of mind. And right now, ladies and gentlemen,
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have counseled our clients actually for many months now to not be in any stocks or bonds. We believe that with the Fed raising interest rates, bonds are at risk, and the stock market, you already know what's going on with that. And so what we want you to do is come in and visit. Maybe you need a second opinion on what you're doing. You can also attend. We have a virtual seminar on our website on Social Security planning during these times. We have all kinds of resources available to you. So our website again is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. Go there and binge. We got lots of stuff there for you. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to debunk the whole myth about you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. No, you don't want to be the fool that stays in until the bottom. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, if louses go back to their spouses when the stock market goes down, there are probably a lot of family reunions going on right now. But anyway, we are back, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I'm Senior Retirement Planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so we have two goals for you. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And then secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind.
I love it!
And I do love it. And we work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And actually, it's now the 9th time they've done that, which I'm very flattered by. But I know that without our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. And, you know, one of the things we do for our clients, among many others, is we manage our clients' money for them. And we want them to go play, have fun, enjoy the second childhood without parental supervision, which we call your retirement. And so we want to manage it all for you and take care of business for you. And one of our directives is we want your money to last as long as you do, as I mentioned. And we also want you to have peace of mind. Well, when you're in the middle of a big bad bear and it's going away and you're seeing your investments evaporate in front of your eyes every day, a little more, it's hard to have peace of mind in those circumstances. And not only that, but it could also cause you not to have your money last as long as you do. And so because of that, we have a strategy we call invest and protect. And our invest and protect strategy actually told us to get out of all equities, and we told our clients to, in November of 2007, before the stock market crash of 2008 happened, because we were out before even 2008 started. And we stayed out for a year and a half, believe it or not. Our buy signal didn't come until June of 2009. And then also in the pandemic, the day before the pandemic was announced, we told our clients it was time to get out. And then in this year, several months, many months ago now, we told our clients to sell all of their stocks. And in fact, this is actually a time when we actually said to also sell bonds because of the fact that the Fed is raising interest rates, which generally is not good for bonds. Now, our philosophy of invest and protect is essentially that you buy, yes, you hold, yes, but you also sell. And the vast majority of people, as I look out over the landscape, think that that's not a good idea, that you should buy and hold through whatever happens. And one of the things
you've got to ask yourself one question: do I feel lucky?
That is the question. How lucky do you feel? Because, you know, and one of the things that they tell you, and you probably heard this, is you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. You know, everybody, all these studies show that investors panic and then they sell at the bottom and this and that. And so therefore, you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. Well, my response to that is, I agree. You don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. But I think more importantly, for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, you don't want to be the fool who stays in until the bottom. And let me tell you why. Let me just give you some history, okay? The top of the market, the S&P 500 index, when I say market, that's what I mean, was in Y2K, in that bear market, was August 28 of 2000. The bottom came September 30th of 2002. So what does that mean? The market went down for almost 2 years, and it went down 49%. Now, from 2002, how long did it take to get back to even? The answer is it took till July 2nd of 2007. So from the bottom to getting back to even, it took almost 5 years. But more importantly, remember, that bear market started in August of 2000. So it took from August of 2000 till July of 2007 to get back to even. It took 7 years. And somebody who stayed in all the way to the bottom, I don't even know how you have the intestinal fortitude to deal with that psychologically. That is just unbelievable to me. But if you did, your reward is 7 years later, you're just back to even again. Now, let's go to the 2008 bear market. What happened there? The market peaked in October 1st of 2007. It went down to the bottom March 2nd of 2009. Okay, so it took almost 2 years, 1.5 years to get down to the bottom. And then how long did it take to get back to the top again? Back to even from where it was in 2007? It was March 11th of 2013. So it took 6 years from peak to peak from October 1st of 2007 until March 11th of 2013. Now, I'm asking you, is that the kind of thing you want to experience? If you stay in all the way to the bottom and you're living on your money, you're making it even worse. You're taking money out. That's what farmers call eating your seed corn. And yeah, the market did bottom, and yes, it did climb all the way back, and yes, it got back to even. But during the 5 years of Y2K and during the 4 years from 2009 to 2013, if you're taking money out while it's going up and you're trying to recoup, you're dampening your returns. But then during the time it was going down, you're taking money out and you're making it worse. So, you know, I don't understand this notion that you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom as a reason why you should never sell, okay? I think that it's very important to protect your retirement. And, you know, if you're 25 or 30 years old, you know, maybe you have a different view of risk and time horizons. But once you get within 5 years of your retirement, or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, that 10-year period, you need to, in our view, that is the time to be thinking about protecting what you've built, protecting what you've spent your lifetime accumulating. And if somebody's telling you to stay in because you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom, my response is, I don't want to be the fool that stays in all the way to the bottom. Because one of the things that you may have heard me say, it's an old expression, which is the market can stay irrational far longer than you can remain solvent. Okay, you can run out of money before the market makes up its mind that it's being foolish on the way down. You don't want that. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We have a seminar you can attend. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. You can subscribe to my Market Alert video to tell you what our latest thinking is. You can also visit with one of our retirement planners. They'll build a retirement cash flow plan for you. This is where we can help you to determine how much money do you need to retire on? How much risk is appropriate for you? Should you still be in this market or not? Should you get out and save yourself? All those questions we want to answer for you based on building this retirement cash flow plan for you. And we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. Now, if you come in person, we can do them virtually or in person. But if you come in person, we will have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, these cookies are half an inch thick and 6 inches in diameter. You will not believe it. And not only that, but they're not chocolate chip. Okay, you heard, they're chocolate chunk cookies and oatmeal raisin. Chocolate chunk is different. Chips are made with wax, it's paraffin, it's gross. You want real chocolate that melts in your mouth and takes you to cookie heaven, and you want to learn about your finances and protect your retirement at the same time. Go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all of that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to protect your spouse in the event of your passing. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack, and I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon, and if that is you, then we'd love to see if we can help you. We want to help you to achieve what we call your second childhood without parental supervision, your retirement. We want you to go play, have fun. We currently serve over 6,000 beautiful families across the country, and we'd love to see if you can be a member of our family. We'd love to invite you in. Our website, rpoa.com, we podcast this show. We have videos. We have articles. You can subscribe to our Market Alert video, which we've been doing now for many, many years, where we tell you what we think is going on in the marketplace. It's the one where we said, you know, that we should be in cash, and we've said that for many months now, and guess what? I think probably being in cash instead of in the market is a good idea right now, particularly since the Fed's raising interest rates and you're making more money in cash when the stock market is losing money hand over fist, as it seems to be right now. So all of that is available to you on our website. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. So go there. It's rpoa.com. So this is the part of the show where we talk about how to protect, or rather, how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. Now this week, we're not going to do the greedy, unwashed, undeserving. We are going to do the very generous, very clean, and very deserving spouse of yours. And we want to talk about how to protect your spouse in the event of your passing. Okay, so there are several strategies that you can think about doing, but before we do that, Jack, can ya play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. And we don't want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about a trust that you can create for the benefit of your spouse in the event of your passing. And it is called a Q-tip trust, which stands for Qualified Terminal Interest Property. So we just say Q-tip, like the thing you stick in your ear, for short. And the Q-tip is designed to protect your spouse, your beloved and most valued spouse, from divorce, from lawsuits, and also it protects the money that you have in there to go to who you want it to, even though you are no longer with us. So let me go into some detail on that. So first of all, the Q-tip trust is the receiver of the inheritance that you want to leave to your spouse. Now, in most cases, clients want to leave their entire estate to their spouse, okay? They've been married forever, and that's who they want to leave it all to. In which case, you know, potentially you could have everything go into the Q-tip trust. That's a possibility. However, there's also what we call the Brady Bunch families, you know, where you are remarried and you have your kids and they have their kids, and you want to make sure that you take care of your spouse, you know, after you're gone while they're living, but upon their death, you want it to go to your kids, at least your share of the estate. You don't want it to go to theirs. And so what you can do with the Q-tip trust is you can name the beneficiaries of that trust so that upon your death, what goes into the trust is there for your spouse for the rest of their lives, but upon their passing, it now goes to your children as opposed to somebody else. Now, one of the things that could happen, and I've seen it happen actually, is that husband dies. Or rather, it's the other way around. What my experience with clients is that when a husband dies, wives almost never get remarried. On the other hand, when wives die, the husband, within a year, is remarried. I don't know what it is about us guys. I guess we're little babies and we need to be babied. But ladies, I think once you've babied one, you're not in the mood to baby anymore or something. I don't know. But be that as it may, one of the things that I've seen happen is that the wife dies, the husband gets remarried. And then the husband subsequently dies, and guess what happens to everything? It goes to the new wife's to the new wife. Now the the first wife is rolling over in her grave right now because somebody she's never even met, and more and even worse, the kids of somebody she's never even met is getting the inheritance. No. Okay, so that's why we call this the bimbo trust, which is the trust that protects against your husband remarrying a bimbo at some point and she takes all the money. But that's a joke. Now, the important thing here is that this Q-tip trust can protect the inheritance that you leave to your spouse from divorce, from lawsuits, and then from it can pass on to who you want it to for potentially for the rest of their lives. It's a very important trust. Also, if you're concerned that your spouse, you know, you're the money manager, you're the financial person, they're not that, then the trust can also be beneficial because you can name a trustee, a co-trustee with your spouse, and then that person can be in charge of making financial decisions. Your spouse can make all the others. So it's actually a pretty powerful trust to think about. Now, again, this is something that you
should... Oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Oh, no, it's not. It is true. It's not too wonderful to be true. But anyway, yes, make sure you talk with a professional before you do any of this stuff, okay? Because this is very complicated, and if you do it incorrectly, you can go awry of the tax laws. Don't want you to do that. Better yet, visit with one of our retirement planners. We'll help you to walk through how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor in the least taxed, most beneficial way. And then, of course, you'll visit with an attorney to draft all the documents. We don't do that, but we'll help you at least think about it. Now, if you go to our website, we also have seminars there that you can attend. We also have a brand new seminar we just started, which is on Social Security strategies. We want to help you in that. Also, you can learn about our Invest and Protect strategy, which has told us to tell our clients to be out of the market now for many months. We don't want our clients to lose massive quantities in a bear market like we have right now. And we don't want you either. So if you go to our website, again, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor so that you can meet with one of our advisors in person, help them, and they will help you to navigate through all of this the best that we can. And we can't help you if you don't help us to help you. So again, our website, rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Ken Morafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the Invest and Protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guaranteed. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.